In a national first, SA has expanded its home quarantine trial to Australians returning from overseas. The first 50 people in the trial of interstate arrivals reportedly had positive feedback, and 60% of our listeners thought the app was a good alternative to hotel quarantine in a poll we conducted last month. Health Minister Stephen Wade joins me now to discuss this and our state's management of COVID-19. Hi there, Minister Wade. Thanks for joining me.
No, thanks for the opportunity.
So tell us about this program expansion. By all accounts, a good trial so far?
Indeed. The trial so far has been focusing on domestic arrivals, as you said. We've had about 50 people in the program so far. 18 have successfully completed the trial. Very good feedback from participants. But it has also given us the opportunity to tweak the program to make sure that it works for both the quarantine supervisors and also for the participants. The home quarantine app gives us the opportunity to reduce the burden on our Medi-Hotel system, but also it improves conditions for returning Australians. So I think it's important to appreciate that that we are in a trial phase at this stage. The next step is to engage international travellers. That's going to be a very limited cohort. We're currently engaging 90 Australian Defence Force personnel who are returning from lower risk countries, and we'll continue to be evaluating the program as we go. I'm very hopeful that, that as we iron out the bugs, we can ramp up the program. I think it'll be very useful not only for returning South Australians within Australia and internationally, but also in terms of any outbreak that we'll be able to use the home quarantine app to provide supervised quarantine for people who are in isolation due to an outbreak.
Yeah, so it is utilising technology, smartphones, checking in on people with geolocation and facial recognition technology, right?
That's right. Yeah, it involves random location check-ins several times a day. That uses live facial verification. But also SAPOL will conduct at least one random physical compliance check for each participant during the trial period. But as I said, we are going to continue to evolve the system. So if there is concerns in terms of adequate supervision, then we'll be taking the opportunity to enhance the program. It won't be possible for everyone. Even if a person is coming from a low-risk COVID situation, the home they're coming to needs to meet a series of criteria. It can't have shared corridors or lifts or other shared facilities. It needs to have distinct spaces in which the person can safely quarantine. But certainly it gives us the opportunity to significantly expand the quarantine capacity of and also meet the specific needs of different cohorts.
The Health Minister, Stephen Wade, is with me. How are you feeling about the status of the current vaccine rollout in SA?
We're at a very exciting stage. We've got over 40% of South Australians fully vaccinated and around 60% have received at least one dose. September was the month when we knew that the Commonwealth's planned vaccine supplies would increase, and we're increasing doses right across the state. We've had some supplementary allocations with additional Pfizer and Moderna being made available. So we need to be continue to be nimble in terms of deploying these supplies as well as we can. But it is fundamentally important that people continue to step up and get vaccinated. In Murraybridge, for example, the hospital has a vaccination clinic that offers 1,000 appointments a week. We're very keen for people in the Murraylands and throughout the state to take the opportunity of the increase in supply to get vaccinated.
Some people feel as though their civil liberties are being impinged when there are mandatory requirements for certain industries, and some organisations are considering having no jab, no entry policies. What's your take on this?
Well, no jab, no entry is the responsibility of the individual operator. That's a choice that they can make, from anything to behaviour within a hotel or wearing thongs even. It's individual businesses make individual decisions about the right to enter. In terms of the government, we are fundamentally focusing on public health. If people are working in high-risk industries where either the risk of them transmitting COVID-19 is high, or the risk of somebody they're working with suffering particularly from COVID-19, then we do believe in limited circumstances, mandatory vaccination of those workers is appropriate. But fundamentally, this program is free and it's voluntary, but it is still fundamentally important to getting our community safe as we take the pathway out of the COVID restrictions.
Minister, one of our listeners, Andy, had a point to make about the use of rapid testing kits, which we don't have here in, or we don't really use here in South Australia, but they do overseas. I'm just going to play a little clip here and ask you to respond in a moment.
They're using them really heavily in Europe. Like the schools are getting, the kids are getting tested three times a week with this rapid testing kit. Now, you take a kid, you take a bunch of kids to a lineup for, or in the car for hours and hours. They need toilet, feeding and all of that. Some of those clusters didn't get tested. And so people went home and they didn't want to go back in a lineup for hours and hours. So these rapid testing kits are for home use so that you can, within 15 minutes or 20 minutes, you can have a test. Now, it's not 100%, but it's about 80 to 90% accurate. And they're inexpensive. We should have millions of them here.
What do you reckon?
Well, even on the figures he gave, if you have if you miss one in five, one in ten of the positive cases in our community, that would lead to an outbreak. It's one thing to be using the rapid tests in the Europe situation where you already have significant community transmission, and what you're trying to do is manage that outbreak. We're in the situation in South Australia where we don't have community transmission. We don't even want one case to get into our community and lead to community transmission. We can't afford a 1 in 10 or 1 in 5 positive cases not being picked up.
Mm. He does raise an issue, though, which, you know, was of great concern to a lot of community members and people who were really unwell during the last lockdown when people were lining up for hours and hours. Some people, you know, 10, 15 hours waiting for a test. Are we more on top of that for a future situation?
Certainly the physical establishment of clinics is a challenge, and even the ramping up of clinics, because you need to secure the staff. But we certainly are learning from every event. We debriefed on the Modri cluster right across SA Health to see what lessons could be learned. And we're taking learnings out of that or enhancements out of that outbreak. So, for example, there's now online booking for tests so that people can stay at home until the time that they know that they can get a test within a certain time window. So that, I believe, will make it easier for customers to get a test when they need it in the future. But certainly that every outbreak is different. Every outbreak produces its own challenges. But the risk of an outbreak is significantly reduced if we have a well-vaccinated community. So I'd be saying to people, it's now more than a month now, almost 2 months since the Modri cluster. In the next 2 months, our focus needs to be on the vaccination, because if we can take that 40% fully vaccinated rate up to 80, 90, even higher, the risk of one individual case leading to an outbreak is significantly reduced, and our community is much better protected from a potential outbreak.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate your time today, Health Minister. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the opportunity.